It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me. We're broadcasting like it's 1970 here on the Radio Thrift Shop, digging deep into obscure musical delights of recorded sound. And I'm here on WSCS every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, and streaming online at classicalwscs.org. Well, every so often I like to play privately released music. There is a wealth of records that were released privately by musicians and their family and friends, because basically other labels or established record labels that were businesses wouldn't release their music. So, this evening on the Radio Thrift Shop, it's the Private Press Edition. Enjoy.
everything around you seems to bring you down. Something your dreams can offer, someone to understand. A smile, a gentle touch to help you come around.
And you feel fine when the music's on and you're singing along in time.
Come over to set you in a gloomy state of mind. Waiting for someone to call you who has all of your dreams. Somebody just like you, waiting for the same thing.
And you feel fine when the music's on and you're singing along in time.
But you ain't got nothing to hide. Outside there is a rainbow that will take you along. Turn the music on loud and sing your favorite song.
And you feel fine when the music's on and you're singing along in time.
When the music's on,
when the music's on, you get hypnotized.
Oh,
Called Centering with Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Before that, Bramante and Cross and When the Music's On. And we started off with Boz Metzdorf, Sails Across the Sea. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Private Press Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. We're digging through the dusty bins for personally and privately released records from the past century of recorded sound. I'll be back with more right after Hidden Histories.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Hell may have no fury like a woman scorned, but crossing someone from Wisconsin can come pretty close. As recent events unfold in Madison and Wisconsin union members fight for their survival against a draconian budget bill designed to destroy their right to bargain collectively, it might be wise to remember that the progressive era was born in Wisconsin. As the story goes, back in 1891, Republican leader Sawyer offered then 35-year-old attorney Robert M. La Follette a bribe to fix a court case. La Follette was infuriated by the blatant corruption. Quote, "Nothing else ever came into my life that exerted such a powerful influence upon me," unquote. For the rest of the decade, La Follette traveled around the state speaking out against corrupt politicians, powerful robber barons, and corrupt railroad interests. In 1900, the people of Wisconsin elected La Follette governor, and he pledged to institute reforms. According to the Wisconsin Historical Society, those who followed him called themselves progressive Republicans. They believed that the proper business of government was not business, but service to the community. Very different from the Republican Party of today. Not trusting to business as usual, the progressives used academics at the University of Wisconsin to help design laws that would provide uncorrupted service to the people. This relationship between public policy and academia became known as the, quote, Wisconsin idea. It was sometimes expressed as the boundaries of the campus or the boundaries of the state. In our next Hidden History, we'll examine some of the many accomplishments of the progressive era, including many that we still enjoy today. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Thank you.
Leon Lohman with Bumpin' on Sunset from a private cassette release from the 1980s. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're broadcasting like it's 1969 or 70. And if you'd like to communicate, just check us out on the Facebook. Look for the Radio Thrift Shop group or Twitter at DJ Frederick Moe.
We'll be right back. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. 24 and so much more. Live alone in a paradise makes me think of two. Love lost at such a cost. Give me things that won't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were.
And the pen. join in love and not abstain the mighty one above. Cause we are old, time casts upon us. We are new to things that must be. We are here till time says it's for us to cast our shapes to see. It's hard. Must be the way it has to be. I'm on my way to somewhere. On my way to somewhere. Girl, if you could see what I see, if you could know. My spirit is free, wind and willows are slips to your hands. Mine and the pen, please the eye, he can't be called a man. I'm living my life, oh, it's the spines may callous the dough. And hands join in love. Not a stain the mind of one above. Cause we are old, it's time cast upon us. We are new to things that must be. We are here till time says it's for us to cast our shapes to see. It's hard, but it must be.
From the album Time Will Tell, that's Justin O'Brien and Jake, the song called The Way. Before that, Airborne with their cover of Neil Young's Old Man. We started off with Afton, a song called Life Light. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Drop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Coming up later in 2020, I have a brand new program. It's called Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. So please stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. The Wisconsin idea was born in a time of robber barons, corrupt government officials, and sometimes violent governors, not unlike today. Wisconsin progressives in the early 1900s determined that an alliance between academics and policymakers was the best way to govern. It was part Enlightenment thinking and part good old-fashioned practicality. The Wisconsin idea provided enormous benefits, ultimately, for the people of Wisconsin, as well as the entire country. According to Charles McCarthy, many of the reforms were based on traditions that were brought over by the German immigrants. Here are some of the top reforms that came out of the Wisconsin idea. Primary elections. That is, allowing the rank-and-file members of a political party to choose its nominee rather than having caucuses do it for them. Workers' compensation. Allowing workers that are injured on the job to receive a fixed payment in compensation for their injuries. State regulations of railroads. Direct elections of United States senators. Originally, they were simply selected by their state legislative bodies, which tended to produce corrupt results. Eventually, the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution did away with this, and we now have direct elections of the United States senators. And finally, most importantly, progressive taxation, where the wealthier pay a higher rate of tax than the less affluent. And it was made possible at the federal level by the adoption of the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution. All of these reforms were part and parcel of the Wisconsin idea, and none of them might have happened without that fine state of Wisconsin and the workers there who, to this day, still struggle to maintain their rights. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Thank you. try the sky. Then let go of your hold and fly. Fly away, just let go.
Thank you.
from a private release by Daniel Hecht, who later went on and had some success with Windham Hill. That was Traditional Lullabies of the Narnian Gypsies. Before that, we heard Abraham Batat with Fly Away, and we started that set of privately released music off with Andy Wrench, tune released just last year in 2019, called Canyon. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. So until next week, keep your ear to the ground and keep listening for wonderful tunes and the music of the spheres.